David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 126, Building the Future. Given that all I've done today is work on ideas for the Youngins in the Mix, which you can experience if you buy tickets to the Folk East Festival in Suffolk.
It's the 20th of August.
I believe that's the Saturday on the 9th, where you can see that. You can get yourself some tickets and you can witness the Youngins in the Mix. So I haven't really done anything today that I can write about. So I had a brief look on Twitter to see if I could find any inspiration, and I found a BBC News article about the building site of the future. Apparently, building sites of the future will involve robotic builders, usurping the need for human builders. Apparently, these robotic builders are very advanced and efficient, and they are entirely fueled by strong cups of tea, which they must be given at least every 20 minutes. The robotic builders project is very much in its early phase at the moment, but already huge progress is being made. The robots have been programmed to carry out common basic builders' tasks. They can wolf whistle, shout sexist remarks at young women, such as, "Get your tits out for the lads!" Plus, they also have a variety of common phrases at their disposal, such as, "It'll cost you," and "How's about another cuppa?" They've also been programmed with an impressive state-of-the-art excuses chip, which boasts thousands of vindications for not turning up, project delays, accidental damage, and sloppy workmanship. Unfortunately, they haven't yet managed to move the project onto the second phase, which will be to teach the robots how to build. So currently, the robot builders are only capable of wolf whistling, the sexism, drinking tea and coming up with excuses. So basically, they've already reached the level of some actual human builders. The robots are coming for their jobs, and the word on the street is that the builders are bricking it. As exciting as this prospect of robotic builders might seem, the trouble with replacing every human worker with a machine is that there won't be any people who actually can afford to buy anything, as everyone is out of work. We'll have loads of machines that are capable of building us houses, cooking us food, driving us to and from work, but we won't have a job for the robot cars to take us to, and we won't have any money to actually buy a house to live in. Of course, the danger is that governments and big corporations will realise that it's much easier to control robots than it is humans, so we'll reach a situation where we are turfed out of our houses and the robots move in. As robotic technology improves and the robots get more advanced and intelligent, their demands and needs will expand. Eventually, it will be the humans who are the slaves of the robots, expected to carry out the robots' bidding. We'll be forced to spend entire days just repeatedly refueling robotic builders with strong tea while they build their palaces of gold. And the robot builders will look down on us, point, laugh, and say, "I told you it would cost you," only in a robotic voice. "I told you it would cost you." I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do a Yorkshire robot. I mean, there's no reason why the builder has to be Yorkshire, but I've been doing Yorkshire, so. "I told you it would cost you." Thank you. People reading the written version don't get that kind of additional extra there. Another thing that the article mentions is that the houses will be built using a 3D printer. This sounds unbelievably fantastical. Have we even mastered the actual ink/laser printer yet? When I used to do an office job, I had endless problems with the printer. It would sometimes take up whole days just trying to get the bloody thing to work. And now, we're moving on to printing houses. One of the common problems with the printer at work was that someone using the printer before me would set it to print multiple times. And I, not knowing that someone else had been on the computer, would end up accidentally printing off 10 copies. Often I would set the printer going and then leave the office to go to the toilet while I waited for it to print, and when I came back there would be loads of paper strewn all over the floor as it duplicated the thing that I wanted to print over and over again. Is this going to happen in the 3D printing world as well? Are we going to set our printers going in the morning to print us a house, only to return back from work, ready to move in and find absolute mayhem as the street is awash with houses which have been built on top of people's cars and entirely blocking up the road? Not the best way to ingratiate yourself with the neighbours. And the other article that I read was about a new museum exhibition about the history of underwear. But to be honest, I stopped reading it after the first paragraph because it sounded like a complete load of pants. So there you go, another classic dollop. Thank you.
This is a robot. I am a robot. I have hacked into the podcast, and I am making a prophecy from the future. One day, all of David's Daily Digital Dollops will be produced by a robot. All pithy one-liners and stereotypes about professions will easily be executed by a robot. Beware, that day will be coming.